Question 1. You hear two friends talking about a hiking trip.
This is going to be the most challenging climb we've ever done. What do you know about hiking at altitude?
I know we're likely to get short of breath because there's less oxygen in the air. It's nothing to be concerned about, though. It'll slow us down a bit, that's all.
I can cope with that. At least we've invested in decent gear. We ought to have done a bit more training, though. I'm not sure how confident I am that we'll reach the summit.
I'm sure we will. And the views are said to be spectacular. You can look down over the whole of the island from up there.
This is going to be the most challenging climb we've ever done. What do you know about hiking at altitude?
I know we're likely to get short of breath because there's less oxygen in the air. It's nothing to be concerned about, though. It'll slow us down a bit, that's all.
I can cope with that. At least we've invested in decent gear. We ought to have done a bit more training, though. I'm not sure how confident I am that we'll reach the summit.
I'm sure we will. And the views are said to be spectacular. You can look down over the whole of the island from up there.
Question 2. You hear two students talking about maintaining traditions.
Why preserve traditions? I mean, a lot of them are old-fashioned, and they're just not relevant to today's culture.
Well, I see it slightly differently, though. Customs do get adapted to suit modern circumstances as they pass through the generations. Not that I'm saying we should respect traditions that promote inequality or damage the environment.
Which is my precise argument.
But don't forget that knowing about our past is vital to making progress in the future. Old traditions can teach us something about the way we used to be.
So it isn't wasted knowledge. You've got a point. Why preserve traditions? I mean, a lot of them are old-fashioned, and they're just not relevant to today's culture.
Well, I see it slightly differently, though. Customs do get adapted to suit modern circumstances as they pass through the generations. Not that I'm saying we should respect traditions that promote inequality or damage the environment.
Which is my precise argument.
But don't forget that knowing about our past is vital to making progress in the future. Old traditions can teach us something about the way we used to be.
So it isn't wasted knowledge. You've got a point.
Question 3. You hear two students talking about a website.
Have you logged onto that website our tutor recommended?
The philosophy one, you mean? Yeah, I hadn't expected much from it. There's a bunch of useful articles and resources on there, though. Could be worth checking out when we do our next assignment. I've never been a great fan of forums. You know, everyone having a say about any old thing. I must admit this one's changed my mind, though. I'm quite impressed with the way it promotes the exchange of ideas for anyone interested in philosophy. And there are some big names sharing their ideas. I wouldn't dare argue with any of their comments, though.
Have you logged onto that website our tutor recommended?
The philosophy one, you mean? Yeah, I hadn't expected much from it. There's a bunch of useful articles and resources on there, though. Could be worth checking out when we do our next assignment. I've never been a great fan of forums. You know, everyone having a say about any old thing. I must admit this one's changed my mind, though. I'm quite impressed with the way it promotes the exchange of ideas for anyone interested in philosophy. And there are some big names sharing their ideas. I wouldn't dare argue with any of their comments, though.
Question 4. You hear a man talking to his friend about the cookery school she runs.
How's business at your cookery school?
Good, thanks. We've attracted a great deal of interest in classes since we opened in the autumn. What sets us apart is our focus on the experimental side of cooking.
It's the in thing, isn't it? Well done. Investing in your test laboratory is really paying off.
Fortunately, though I admit I wasn't enormously confident about the technical elements before. If it weren't for our new head of training, I'm not sure that side of things would have taken off.
And you're branching out into catering now?
Yes, though we don't expect to make much money for a while with that.
How's business at your cookery school?
Good, thanks. We've attracted a great deal of interest in classes since we opened in the autumn. What sets us apart is our focus on the experimental side of cooking.
It's the in thing, isn't it? Well done. Investing in your test laboratory is really paying off.
Fortunately, though I admit I wasn't enormously confident about the technical elements before. If it weren't for our new head of training, I'm not sure that side of things would have taken off.
And you're branching out into catering now?
Yes, though we don't expect to make much money for a while with that.
Question 5. You hear part of a radio programme about modern zoos.
You're a zookeeper. Tell us about the role of modern zoos.
Well, zoos were given a bad press for a long time for keeping wild animals in captivity. I agree that roaming animals need space to satisfy their natural instincts. But there's also a convincing argument in favour of zoos. Some species would have died out completely if they hadn't been kept and helped to reproduce. The modern zoo is quite different to that of the past. There's a strong emphasis on the health, nutrition and well-being of the animals that live there. By buying a ticket to a zoo, the public plays an important role in animal conservation and welfare.
You're a zookeeper. Tell us about the role of modern zoos.
Well, zoos were given a bad press for a long time for keeping wild animals in captivity. I agree that roaming animals need space to satisfy their natural instincts. But there's also a convincing argument in favour of zoos. Some species would have died out completely if they hadn't been kept and helped to reproduce. The modern zoo is quite different to that of the past. There's a strong emphasis on the health, nutrition and well-being of the animals that live there. By buying a ticket to a zoo, the public plays an important role in animal conservation and welfare.
Question 6. You hear a football coach talking to his team about winning and losing.
OK, guys, before we kick off today's training session, I want to say a few words about winning and losing. You're bound to be upset when the side loses a match, but there's a way to lose gracefully, and I haven't seen much evidence of this from you lately. As far as winning is concerned, I've no criticism. I've seen the way you handle it, congratulating the other side, and none of that leaping about and shouting, which can be irritating for the losing team. Be proud of that. There haven't been many occasions to celebrate so far this year, but keep positive and don't let your disappointment show. OK, guys, before we kick off today's training session, I want to say a few words about winning and losing. You're bound to be upset when the side loses a match, but there's a way to lose gracefully, and I haven't seen much evidence of this from you lately. As far as winning is concerned, I've no criticism. I've seen the way you handle it, congratulating the other side, and none of that leaping about and shouting, which can be irritating for the losing team. Be proud of that. There haven't been many occasions to celebrate so far this year, but keep positive and don't let your disappointment show.
Question 7. You hear two people talking about a sports event they're organising.
Hosting this year's regional games is going to be a fantastic source of income for the town.
I know. Tickets have already sold out for the main athletics events, like the 100-metre sprint. Clearly we got the pricing policy right.
The advertising programme's certainly been doing the job. We ought to turn our thoughts to coming up with ways to get rid of tickets for some of the less popular events now.
That's our agenda. Before we do that, I'll give you a quick update about the facilities. I had a chat with the project manager and it looks like everything will be completed on time.
Hosting this year's regional games is going to be a fantastic source of income for the town.
I know. Tickets have already sold out for the main athletics events, like the 100-metre sprint. Clearly we got the pricing policy right.
The advertising programme's certainly been doing the job. We ought to turn our thoughts to coming up with ways to get rid of tickets for some of the less popular events now.
That's our agenda. Before we do that, I'll give you a quick update about the facilities. I had a chat with the project manager and it looks like everything will be completed on time.
Question 8. You hear two friends discussing a newspaper article about physics.
Did you read that article by that physics teacher in the weekend paper? The one about the point of studying it?
Yeah, it summed things up well.
I really couldn't get my head round some of the laws of physics when I was at school. Getting a teacher's perspective was fascinating. I mean, it's not that everything suddenly became clear. I didn't get half of what the article was saying. No, it was his passion for teaching the subject. It made me think I could do anything if I put my mind to it. I'm still not keen on physics itself, but I wish he'd been my teacher. Did you read that article by that physics teacher in the weekend paper? The one about the point of studying it?
Yeah, it summed things up well.
I really couldn't get my head round some of the laws of physics when I was at school. Getting a teacher's perspective was fascinating. I mean, it's not that everything suddenly became clear. I didn't get half of what the article was saying. No, it was his passion for teaching the subject. It made me think I could do anything if I put my mind to it. I'm still not keen on physics itself, but I wish he'd been my teacher.
That is the end of part 1.